So we have here a Das Kanim, which he's really bringing a Gemara in Yuma. He's just explaining it a little more. The Pasuk says, V'asu Aron. Asu is Lashon plural. So they have a diyuk that by everything else in the Mishkan, it says, V'asisa Lashon Yachid. So the answer is, this is Das Kanim says, that if Yishakol Chayovin is Asik Bo Mekovet HaTorah Shebesaycho. Now the Torah was in the Aron. I'm not exactly sure which, the Aron, there was inside the Aron, there was a Luchas, the Aseres HaDibris, and there was also the Machloikas, it was a Sefer Torah that Moshe wrote. Some people say it was in the Aron, some people say it was on the side of the Aron, was somehow connected also to the Aron. So I'm not sure if he means the Torah or the Aseres HaDibris. Sure, the Aseres HaDibris is in the Aron. Maybe it could be Moshe's Sefer Torah too. So he says that the Aron was special. That was what the Aron's purpose was, to hold the Luchas and maybe the Sefer Torah, this one special Sefer Torah that Moshe himself wrote. So therefore, everyone in Klal Yisrael had to be involved somehow or another in building the Aron, because it's covered to the Torah. Okay. So different than everything else. The Kal V'chomer to Talmid Yachomim, the Kal V'chomer to Talmid Yachomim, Shebnei Yiram Mitzumen Azos Malachtam. Here we see that everyone has to show covered to the Torah that's in the Luch, in the Aron. So Kal V'chomer that they have to show kavod to the Talmid Yachomim in the city, that they have to help them with their malacha. Kedei lekavdam, because there's also a chiyuv kavod. So the Kal V'chomer. And that's what it says in Yuma. V'asu Aron, it brings his pasuk V'asu Aron. Mikan et Talmid Chacham, there it says, V'chudo, he left out that everyone has to be help them. So he explained what the drush is. The Gemara doesn't explain how you see from V'asu Aron that everyone has to help the Talmid Yachamim. So he's saying is because V'asu means that everyone had to show kavod to the Torah that's in the Aron, and therefore it's a Kal V'chomer to the Talmid Yachamim. We buy Mechutz HaPenem, where Rava called Talmid Chacham, Shein Torah Chibor, and Talmid Chacham. Okay, it's also in the same Gemara. I'm not sure why he's quoting it, if it's connected or not connected, which he's showing. I mean, we'll see. Maybe it's connected. Just like the Aron had to have gold from the inside and outside, so a Talmid Chacham has to be inside and outside. He can't be just fake. The second reason that everyone had to do it says she gets Chartar. Okay. So I had two questions on this Das Kanim. One question, which, you know, I was mentioning in Shir today, that sometimes you say a shmooze, the question is that the exemption of fun might be too radical, and therefore it's not a good shmooze, because it can't be right. So I'm not sure if the exemption of fun is too radical, but I think it's not so as radical. The question is, we have the Chavetz Chaim brings it. I obviously want an excuse to quote this Chavetz Chaim, because I wanted to get the footnote on the bottom, the Machlekes. But the Maisa, so it was a good excuse. The Chavetz Chaim brings a psikta, which is that when Hashem, it's a famous medrash, that when Hashem told Moshe, Asuri Migdash, so Moshe was like this scared, petrified. How can we make a bias like Kosh Baruch Hu? So Kosh Baruch Hu did not tell him, don't worry, you're not making a bias for me. This is fake. I'm not really making a bias. That's not what Hashem said. Hashem said, even though humanly it's impossible, you do to feed your kayach, and don't worry, it'll work. And that's what the Chavetz Chaim learns from here, that we only can do what we can do, and if we do what we can do, Hashem does the rest. So that means, what you see from the Sikta, is that the Beis HaMikdash was literally a bias for Hashem. Right? That's what it means. Somehow, we don't know what that means exactly, because Malek Horus Kvaldo, but there was some special super Shekhinah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, it was like Hashem's house. That's why when Moshe was like in shock, how can I make a house Yalko Adam Lasos Bayis Lakosh Baruch Hu. But that was the tzivoy. The tzivoy was to make a bayis Hashem. Right? That's clear. You see in the Lashon, it says that. Shosham Ramot, I'm reading the Chavetz Chaim. He's going up the Psikta. Psikta is a different medrash. The medrash that we have is according to the order of the parshas, and the Psikta is a medrash according to the order of Yom Tovim, I believe. But it's also a medrash. It doesn't go on the parshas, it goes on the Yom Tovim. So it says there, when Hashem told Moshe, Asim Migdash, Moshe said, Heich Yocho Adam Lazos Ba'i Sakosh Baruch Hu. So the Beis HaMikdash is a bias like Hashem Baruch Hu. The Mishkan was a bias like Hashem Baruch Hu. So a tremendous gasha. The Das Ganim says that everyone had to be Isaac in the Arin, because what's in the Arin? You have to have, because the Torah is in the Arin. The Luchas is in the Arin. Maybe the Sefer Torah is in the Arin. So you have to show Kavod. You have to show Kavod to the Luchas. Torah, got to show Kavod. What about everything else? No. Not as much. Well, excuse me. What's inside the Mishkan? It's a bias for Hashem. Hashem's in the bias. You have to show kavod for the luchas that's inside the Arin. What about showing kavod for the Shechina that's inside the Beis HaMikdash? The Beis HaMikdash, you're making the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, you're making, somewhere... The Hashem is not in the Arin. That's the Luchas in the Arin. Hashem's in the Beis HaMikdash. I know he's in the Arin too, but he's basically in the Beis HaMikdash, in the frame and the situation. So why? What is the point? What is the point of going ahead? And that was the point. The same Chiyuv. In other words, it's a Kasha. Rashi, the Das Ganim says that it was only for the Arin they all had to do, because the Arin was Kavod HaTorah, because the Torah is in the Arin. But what about everything else? Also has an amazing thing in it. Everything else has the Shechina. It has like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, whatever that means. It's some tremendous madrega of HaKodesh Baruch Hu coming into the Beis HaMikdash that Moshe was petrified. Why don't we have to show Kavod for that? The same way we have to show kavod for the Torah, and therefore everybody has to build the Arin, so everyone should have to build everything else in the Beis HaMikdash, or at least the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, or it should be the same requirement. So the seemingly Zemendafun, which maybe is a little bit too radical, but I don't know, is that apparently you have to show more, there's a greater chiyuv on Klal Yisrael to show kavod to the Torah, that they show kavod for the Shechina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's our, that's our chiyuv. Torah was given to us. This is Torah for the Torah is Yisrael of Arayis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chadu. We don't appreciate it. Torah is not just a piece of parchment with some words on it. The Torah is embodiment of Chokhmah Sadokim. This is the Hashem's Chokhmah put down, and this is what we're obligated to spend our lives on. This is what we're obligated to dedicate our lives to. This is what's given to us as the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is our physical connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to the Torah, more than to the Beis HaMikdash, more than the Shechina of the Beis HaMikdash. So in a certain sense, we have a chiyuv, a greater chiyuv, to show more kavod to the Sefer Torah. To the obviously, this is not just any old Sefer Torah. This is a, not any old, that's not a nice way of saying it. This is a special Sefer Torah. This is a Sefer Torah that Moshe wrote, or this is a Luchas that Hashem wrote. It was Nisim in the Luchas, but it represents the Torah. There's a Chiyuv. Torah is such an amazing thing. There's so much Kedusha in Torah. There's so much Chokhmah in Torah. There's so much Gilui in Torah that we may not see it, that there's a greater Chiyuv to show Kavod to the Torah more than in the Shechina that's in the Beis HaMikdash. I think it's a tremendous, if it's right, it's a tremendous Chiddush. Imagine how much Kavod we would show to the, if the Beis HaMikdash was built today and you saw the Beis HaMikdash, Sheni did not have the Shechina. But if you would have the Mamish Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash, you would see the Shechina. in the Beis Hamikdash. Imagine how much we'd be awe-stricken, and how much covet we would have. There's the Shekhinah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can almost point to your finger. So that's the reaction of covet that we have to have to Torah. Because Torah is, the Hashem put into Torah. This is Chokmas Elokim. It's all in the Torah. That's where it is. With this introduction, I get to the next shmooze, which was really my main shmooze. And it comes along the Das Kainim, and the Das Kainim says that the Kal V'Chomer, the Talmid HaChomim, Shebnei Hiram, Mitzvim, Nasos Melachtam. Now, Kal V'Chomer means it's a Kal V'Chomer. Right? That's what Kal V'Chomer means. I got a tremendous pircha on this Kal V'Chomer. And a tremendous pircha means this is, you're talking about the Arin. You're talking about the luchas. How can you compare? We're talking halacha and maisa, talmid chacham. That means, I assume that applies today too. So, okay? Someone, a chashuv talmid chacham. How can you compare? So this person came to the yeshiva last night, right? They say it's a big talmid chacham. You're going to compare him to the luchas? I have to show cover to him like I show to the luchas. Ravan Shepard is in town. He's like the luchas. The luchas. Excuse me. The luchas and Moshe came down from Har Sinai with Nisan, with the letters written in the mid-air. This is the which, according to my first shmooze, there's more chiyuv to respect the luchas than the Beis HaMikdash, okay, than the Shechina. So how can you go ahead and apply that to a Talmud Chacham? Excuse me. Okay, a Talmud Chacham is a chashuv thing, but you make so Bishlama the Gemara that he quotes in Yuma doesn't say Kal V'Chomer. The Gemara makes okay. You make a hekesh, a mamatzino. You say it's a little bit the same. I've learned the Gemara that a Talmud Chacham has a nitzus. I don't know exactly what that is, but there's a nitzus, a little bit, a chedek of the Torah in the Talmud Chacham. So he's a partial the Torah, some of the Torah is in the Talmud Chacham. If you have to show respect to the Torah, so you have to show even to a part of the Torah, chedek of the Torah, but not Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer means that the Talmud Chacham is more. So it means that there's more, that the Das Kainim is saying that there's a greater chiyuv to show covet to the Talmud Chacham greater than to the luchas, greater to the Sefer Torah Shekosva Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the chiyuv that we have to show kavod to a Talmud Chacham, because a Talmud Chacham is the way they explain it. Talmud Chacham is a Sefer Torah, but a living Sefer Torah. It's a living Sefer Torah is Kal V'Chomer to a non-living Sefer Torah, and it applies this halacha. This halacha isn't just a halacha in the Gemara; it's a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, halacha today. It applies to all the Dairis. Say, today's Talmid Chachamim. What do they know already? They don't. They're not. We don't know so much, but the halacha remains that a Talmud Chacham is a Kal V'Chomer from the luchas. And if my first move is right, that the lucha is even more than the shechina. So it's such an amazing chiyuv that you see from this Das Kainim, the amount of covet that a person has to have for a real Talmud Chacham. Obviously, it's not so easy to be a real Talmud Chacham. It has to be Toichot Kibayro. I don't know what that means, but I'm sure it's not so easy to be through and through a Talmud Chacham. It's not just external, he just has some knowledge. It has to be imbibed in his personality. That's what Tachol Gebaro means. It's part of him. It's in his essence. Okay, not so easy. I'm not saying everybody, not everyone who learns in yeshiva is already maybe qualified for a Talmud Chacham. But there are, Klal Yisrael does have people who are considered Talmidei Chachamim. And the chiyuv of Kavod that we have to hear, that from this Das Kainim, the chiyuv kavod that you have to Talmid Chachamim is so amazing that it's a Kal V'Chomer. If madak yimuchuyev to show kavod to the luchas that were built, that Hashem made, or nisim, they were nice and goloi, You know, that they were, that surely you have to show kavod, that the luchos that's in the Aron HaKodesh in the Beis HaMikdash, surely you got to show kavod to a Talmid Chacham. Okay, that was basically the shmuz. I think it was shmuz in the chiyuv of kavod atayr. I just wanted, since because it was on the page, so I wanted to give another shmuz, but just relate to, there's this fascinating footnote here on the Chafetz Chaim HaTayr. Very fascinating. It's amazing hashkafa. That it says the Chafetz Chaim, if you read the Aleph in the footnote, the Chafetz Chaim asked Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, what's more important? Is it more important to learn one part of Shas many times, so you know it well, or to learn a lot? In other words, it sounds like, is it, I don't know whether it's more Ian or more memory. You know, you're going to learn it more, a comma problem, so either you have more Ian, or it means at least you'll remember it more, you'll know it better, you'll remember it more, or it seems like you'll know better. Afim lo yoda samaburiyam means you don't know it as well. So to learn a lot, then you won't know it as well, or to learn a few things, know it well. So it's like a classical question of Ian versus Bekiyas. Right? So Rabbi Yisrael said, you have to learn a person got to know the width and the breadth of Torah. And the Chafetz Chaim gives a mashal, a person who goes ahead and he has a certain amount of money, and spends all his money to buy a beautiful hat, and then he has nothing left and everything else, the rest of his body is naked, so he's a fool. Right? You have a gorgeous hat, but what about everything else? So it's better to spend less money on the hat. You don't buy such fancy clothes. You don't buy a beautiful hat. You buy whatever you can afford, a little bit of everything. Right? That's a mashal. So that's what Rabbi Yisrael said. Then he says, Ulam, however, I don't know who's exactly speaking. I don't know who's saying this. I think the person who wrote the sefer, that was the Chafetz Chaim, maybe, the Grindman, I think. It was very chashuv. Bert Talmud that wrote the sefer says that b'mashin ogea halacha l'maisa. How do we paskin? Are you murgan of pume? The Chafetz Chaim used to quote the Gra that says the yaisa tov l'adam shilmed ma'at v'yachzer tamid. It's better to learn a little bit in chazer. That is better. They're not like Rav Yisrael Salanter. So it comes out according to this piece that there's a machlokes actually. According to this, there's a machlokes between Rav Yisrael Salanter and the Gra. That seems to be where he's quoting it. Hard to believe Rav Yisrael felt he was arguing with the Gra, but at least that's the way the Chafetz Chaim interpreted it, that it's a machlokes between Rav Yisrael Salanter and the Gra, whether what takes precedence. Is the Bekiyas takes precedence, or is the Ian? So what the Lima and Haskell is, and basically in the Hashkav, it's not that, oh, well, we say halacha lemaisa. So I can see someone from Chafetz Chaim reading this and say, aha, halacha lemaisa, we paskin like the Gra, that we go ahead and the Iker is to have the Ian. So if we have a person who learns, Bucky and Shas, but doesn't have the Ian, so we can be mevat them and don't have to have Kavan HaTayr at them because, doesn't have the Ian. But me, who have Einert and Chavetz Chaim, and I have tremendous Amkus and one blot in Shas, so I should get the Kavet, right? But that's not the limit here. The limit is that it's obviously, it's Edo v'Edo. If there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and the Gra, that means that they're both right. They both have a good side. Really, you have to have both. The pshat is that they're both extremely important. Now, if you have them both extremely important, if you can only do one, it's a shver ashayda. It's a shver ashayda. Which one do you give? Because they're both extremely important. Okay, so you can have it. It's probably a machlokes and a dakidakis, right? We always make machlokes and small machlokes. Everyone agrees that they're neck and neck, and everyone agrees that they're almost exactly equal in importance, and you have to have both. And the shayla is, but if you can only have one, so which one is it? What can you do? So the Rav Yisrael Salanter says that knowing all shas is a drop more important, and the Chafetz Chaim and the Gra says no, the amkus is a drop more important, and that was a machlokes. But what it means is you have to hear that they're both important and they're both valuable and they're both deserves to have covet if you have someone who has it. So just like, in other words, when we get talking about covet atarah, so if you find a person, we give tremendous covet, you know, to many Rosh Hashivas who have amkas who don't have necessarily, you know, most of our present-day Rosh Hashivas, at least shortly in the yeshivas that we are in, don't have the knowledge in all Shas, but we give them tremendous covet because they have that amkas. So the Maisa, according to Rav Yisrael, the person with the bekiyas in all Shas without the amkas is better. Okay? We paskin like the Gra, that he's not better. But they're both close. Which means that if they have to have the here for ourselves, we have to strive for both. And as far as giving covet, you know, there's a tendency of people in the yeshiva, sometimes they meet a person who's a knows a bucky in Shas, but he doesn't have that amkas, they don't machshav him. They're not machshav him, they don't give him the proper covet. And you see from here, the Rav Yisrael Salanter held that's even better. That's better than the person who's the amkin without the bekiyas in the Shas. So, okay, even if the Gra disagreed slightly, Rav Yisrael is not wrong. Yisrael had a very good side. So what you see from here is we're talking about giving kavod haTorah. So kavod haTorah is to both. The Torah is, there's two parts of Torah, and each one is extremely important. It's extremely important to have the bekiyas all over Torah. Extremely important to have the iyun. Obviously, the right best thing would be if a person could have both. It's kamat in our door. Especially if the people are going in our bus of Torah, it's kamat humanly impossible, kamat, to have both, to know all Shas be'iyun. It's kamat very, very difficult. There obviously are Yechide Skuda that have that, but whichever one the person does have, in our door, that is the tremendous respect, and we have to show kavod both to the Talmid Chacham, who has that amkas, and also to the Talmid Chacham, who has the bekiyas even without the amkas.